It's October 29th, 2010. Happy Halloween, World Series, and election season. Hello and welcome to Media Shift 4-Minute Roundup, or 4MR, where I condense new media news for you in 4 minutes each week. My name is Mark Glazer. I'm executive editor of PBS Media Shift, covering the intersection of media and technology. This episode of 4MR is brought to you by Carnegie Knight News 21, an alliance of 12 journalism schools in which the top students tell complex stories in inventive ways. See tips for spurring innovation at learn.news21.com. Now, here's the news. As Election Day approaches in the U.S. for midterm elections on November 2nd, Media Shift is doing a week-long special series on politics and social media. Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, and blogs have gone from being on the sidelines to being important platforms for candidates and campaigns in politics. The Tea Party has used Facebook, email lists, and YouTube videos to help spread the word and gain momentum. There's also been a push to track the growing influence of money in politics, especially after the Supreme Court decision that opened the floodgates to special interests. The Sunlight Foundation is hoping to help the public hold the U.S. Congress accountable, and it's used technology, citizen journalism, and investigative reporting to do that. I spoke to Sunlight's executive director, Ellen Miller, about the Sunlight Live platform that allows them to annotate live video in real time. They'll be using PBS NewsHour video on election night to show which special interests will be winning and losing throughout the night. Miller told me how Sunlight Live will work on election night.
So we'll be drilling down in the 10 most competitive House races, the 10 most competitive Senate races, and really examining what money was spent where, and we can tell that even though we don't know the source of it. So that'll occupy most of the hours in between. We'll have a live blog, and we will ask people to sign on. We'll be taking people's questions and providing that kind of background information, always focusing on the role that big money played in the election.
Sunlight recently got a $1.2 million grant from the Knight Foundation. I asked Miller how that money would be spent.
Supporting Sunlight Live, building that out into a very stable open source platform that anyone then can use, is part of the Knight grant. The other major piece of the funding from the Knight Foundation will go into developing public-facing apps, as we call them. So as the Sunlight Foundation broadens its interest out of just the money and influence data sets and into what we call accountability data sets, that's generally data that allows us as citizens to hold government accountable for what it does, as well as the entities that report to government.
Now for this week's poll at Media Shift. The question is, how will social media affect the midterm elections? Our last poll question was, how would you describe the iPad? 40% said it's an overpriced gadget and they don't need it. 34% are waiting for the next version. 15% said it was revolutionary and they love it. And 4% say it's a laptop replacement. Be sure to keep up to date with all the news, polls, and events over at PBS Media Shift at pbs.org/mediashift and our sister blog Idealab at pbs.org/idealab. Thanks to podcast sponsor News 21, along with PBS and the Knight Foundation for making this podcast possible. Until next time, remember, if you're a media consumer, media mixer, or media maker, shift happens.